Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the Social Circle. I'm your host, Big Drink. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with a very special guest. You guys know him before from the three episodes in a row we did about NBA free agency. Yes, we are going to continue talking about that. I'm back here with Dean. So let's get right down to it, because we were just talking about, Kyle Lowry's situation, all right? So there's a couple teams that,
The thing with me, what I told you, I did not know they didn't offer him anything.
Yeah, so the Toronto Raptors have not offered Kyle Lowry a contract extension with the Toronto Raptors, which means he'll most likely become a free agent tomorrow.
He's a Toronto Raptors veteran, and he's relatively efficient, but it's like he's a vet now, aging vet. He's not as dynamic as like a Chris Paul or Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So they start off with the Dallas Mavericks. They don't have Rick Carlisle as their coach, and they don't have Donnie Nelson in the front office. And they just hired Jason Kidd as their new head coach. Fine.
How do you feel about that?
Jason Kidd, I wanted him to be the Celtics head coach. Like he was like one of the top guys on my list.
Every time I really heard or like realized, looking back at it, that he was actually made some type of positive effect to the team. But in the early days of Giannis, when he was coaching the Bucks, mm-hmm. they were a pretty high defensive team. But
yeah.
Besides that,
right, and they talk a little bit about on NBA analysis, whatever this website is called, that Jason Kidd hasn't had much success as a head coach, which is facts. Could he bring the Mavericks to another championship run? It's possible.
Is this the best roster he's coached?
I think this is the best roster he's coached. Luka Doncic, I don't think I have to say more about that. Porzingis. Well, that's another thing. Porzingis is not going to be with. It's quite possible Porzingis is going to get traded.
Let me look this up, because this is his first time coaching a roster this good. That means he. I don't think he knows. Well, I'm not going to speak for him, but he hasn't had the experience of coaching a big superstar.
Right.
Now you got Luka Doncic, who's a superstar, and he's a young superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to handle that. You know what I mean? You're not just coaching a team that's rebuilding.
Yeah. Shit. I don't know. Maybe the Mavericks is not. I don't know if the Mavericks is a good spot for Kyle Lowry, honestly. Where do I think he should go? That's just something I just simply don't know.
Think about what he's capable of, and then think about the team that may need something like that right now.
Well, and that brings me to the next team, the Clippers. There was breaking news earlier today. Kawhi Leonard has declined a $36 million player option for the Clippers. So He has one of two choices. He can go to free agency and hope for the best, or he can try to negotiate a better deal with the Clippers. But, and you also got to think about Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson is their point guard, and in the playoffs, he was getting buckets. That's why it's him and Jrue Holiday on the Bucks. They're both getting buckets, low key. So it's like, he's trying to get paid. I think
if Kyle Lowry was offered a deal, a decent deal with the Clippers, Kawhi would probably change his mind and take that $36 million deal. You know, I feel like because let's face it, Reggie Jackson's a free agent now. No, nobody knows if he's gonna re-sign or not. They don't even. I don't even know if the Clippers offered him an extension. They probably didn't.
Interesting thing about that Clippers team is I don't see them as a superstar team. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? He got Paul George, streaky Paul George in the playoffs. Paul George is still a superstar. Sometimes you forget he broke his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He got injured.
Yeah, I remember that.
Forgetting that because he still plays. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Athletically.
He plays like it never happened.
Yeah, he's one of the few that can come back.
Hell yeah.
And you remember, people forget about this, Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Beverley, I think.
Yeah.
Pushed him into the thing, and then he hurt his knee.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot, he tore something.
I was watching videos earlier today on, players injuring other players and fights. Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley is dirty, man.
And now if you stack the average Westbrook person who watches him, they would not know he got injured because he's still explosive.
Yo. A lot of clips in that video compilation I was watching earlier. Part of the reason why I was upstairs like almost all day. Literally, Chris Paul was getting abused, man. It was like child abuse on him, bro. Like Patrick Beverley when he pushed him, on Phoenix this year during the playoffs when the Clippers lost, like he just shoved him on the ground, bro. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem, dude?
And then you want to apologize later.
Right? So.
The playoffs, it gets tough.
I would like to see Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard again. You know, them two in Toronto, they were amazing. In their championship year against the Warriors, which was incredible how they beat the Warriors.
But would you rather see Kawhi back in Toronto or you rather see Kyle Lowry back in the, not back, but in the Clippers with him?
I would much rather see Kyle Lowry and Kawhi Leonard on the Clippers. I feel like that'll help the Clippers out a lot. Exactly. And you know, get rid of Reggie Jackson. You don't think so? I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be room for all those guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Unless Reggie Jackson can play a different position. You know?
Depends on the rotation.
Right.
How do you feel about that Lakers Westbrook?
Yo, so Russell Westbrook has been traded to the Lakers. I definitely want to talk about that.
Got Mr. Triple Double.
That's crazy.
One of my favorite players to watch too.
Yeah. You know, I like him as a player. But I feel like sometimes, you know, he plays dirty too.
He's nice though. He gives all he got when they're
recording. You know, the Wizards have agreed to trade Russell Westbrook to the Los Angeles Lakers for. This is what they also traded. Russell Westbrook, a 2024 second round pick, 2028 second round pick to the Lakers for Kyle Kuzma. Contavious, Caldwell Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and the 22nd draft pick of draft night. That is one hell of a trade for one guy, you know. Like, I didn't know I didn't like. Obviously, I know he's good, but like, is he really that good to, you know, for? And for
Mr. Triple Double, he can get a triple double anytime.
Right? No, absolutely. And when he was in OKC with KD, man, like
even when he started blossoming after KD left, he had to hold the team down.
Exactly, he had to hold it down.
He became MVP.
And you know, him and KD sort of butted heads because of KD's decision to leave. Because it's like, you know, OKC, they had the weapons, they just didn't have.
They were a good team, and they were a young good man. Team.
I was mad when they lost to the Heat. But it's like LeBron would never lose to a young team like that. You know what I mean? Like, sure, he lost twice to the Warriors, but
it's a different time, bro.
Right. And you also got to think, you know, LeBron's age now. That probably won't happen again.
LeBron's in his prime, bro. Right. 20 to 28.
Right.
29. You got D-Wade and you got Bosh.
Yep, yeah, D-Wade, Bosh, hell, Ray Allen, you know. Exactly.
That's a force.
It, like, that was one hell of a team.
And that's, here's Miami's years, I think, one of the years that he played the hardest defense.
Hell yeah, he did. That I agree with, and, you know.
Even though he carried them in, like, what, 2018 on the back. Yeah. The trash.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done that since the beginning. He's been carrying that team when he first set there.
Mm-hmm.
He got him to 60 wins, then he got him to the finals in, like, 07, 08.
So, let's talk about this Tristan Thompson trade. This whole fuckery. Oh, my God. Tristan Thompson, I feel like he got screwed, man. It was a three-team trade, a three-way deal with Sacramento and Atlanta. Sacramento gets Tristan Thompson. Atlanta gets DeLon Wright. The Celtics receive Chris Dunn, Bruno Fernando, and the 2023 second-round pick. But then, later on in that night, you know, less than literally, he got, now he's on the Hawks. You know, holy shit. No, what was that? What was that Brooklyn trade that I was telling you about?
Brooklyn trade.
Oh man, it was a. Yeah, here it is. So this trade isn't official. But this is what this is what could happen, and this involves Porzingis. So the Brooklyn Nets will receive Kristaps Porzingis and Maxi Kleber. The Mavericks will get Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris, DeAndre Jordan, a 2022 second round pick, a 2025 second round pick. That's a lot. That is a lot. You know, I don't think I agree with that at all. That's too much. That is way too much. Like, what the hell is Dallas thinking?
Yeah.
You know, if the Nets fucking accept that, like, why would they want to accept that? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me at all. You know, Ben Simmons is another one that, you know, it's just so much shit.
Yeah.
You know, so much shit going on with Ben Simmons.
He seems like he's fine with it.
The Warriors declined the trade offer for Ben Simmons. Hey, you.
Hi.
So, we're on the air.
Oh.
No, it's all right. You can chill.
I didn't know. They have a new one. Freaking Bud Light Orange. Oy.
Yeah, I don't like the orange one, and that's not new actually. They've been had that.
Oh, well, Bubba's cheap ass probably just got it though.
Oh my God, I'm trying to find this fucking trade. What was it that they offered? Oh, here we go. Oh, we just started that. Yeah. So, you know, the Sixers are stupid for even considering, you know, like, offering this. Like, what the hell? Like, I guarantee that the Warriors GM just laughed in their face on the phone and hung up.
Bro, I feel like we glossed over
The Sixers.
The Westbrook trade too fast.
What?
Because they want to talk about how you think that rotation is going to play together.
They're
all not good shooters.
Damn. I mean, I think with him, AD, and LeBron, they'll definitely, first off, they'll definitely do, like, if they make the playoffs, they'll definitely do better than they did this year.
If they get to the playoffs, I can't see them getting kicked out.
Mm-mm.
I can't see them getting
absolutely
kicked
not.
Out. You just can't really see them.
I see Russell Westbrook winning his first NBA title with the Lakers.
Definitely.
Like, this is a championship lineup right now. You know? Like, it's incredible. This lineup, yo, I was shocked, man. I'm like, what the fuck? Because now, look, and I'm, you know, other than Caldwell Pope and Kuzma, because they're no longer there, because of that trade, they're in Washington now. Oh, along with Montrezl Harrell.
That team could just rebuild.
You know, now they got LeBron James, Anthony Davis, possibly Dennis Schroeder if he doesn't leave. I forget what happened with Andre Drummond. I forget if he left or not.
DeAndre on the team, right?
What? DeAndre? Who? What? No. DeAndre who? No, he's on the Nets.
Brooklyn, yeah. I'm thinking Dwight Howard. My fault.
Marc Gasol. I totally forgot about him. He's on the Lakers. He's old as shit, isn't he? What the fuck? How old is this dude? He's 36. That's not old, but
feels like he's been there a long time.
Bro, it really does, man. He's been shit. Let's see, he's been fucking, you know, he's been in the league since 08. No, because he got drafted by the Lakers in 2007, and then he got traded in that night to the he decided to keep playing CB, you know, some Spain, team playing for a team in Spain. Then when he came back to the league, he went to the Grizzlies, and he got traded from the Grizzlies to the Raptors. He won the NBA title with the Raptors, and then he got traded to the Lakers, and you know, but that was late in the season, so I guess he didn't qualify to play in the playoffs. Well, maybe he got hurt. I don't know. But, Russell Westbrook, perfect fit, you know. You don't have Montrez. You don't have Caldwell Pope. You don't have Kuzma no more. Dennis Schroeder might be packing his bags and leaving.
You said you think it's a perfect fit?
I think it's a perfect fit.
I can't say it's a perfect fit, but I can say it's a good fit.
Like, if I'm any team,
I want to see them play.
I definitely want to see how this plays out.
Yeah, I want to see them play.
But I think what's gonna happen is, like, if I'm any team in the West, I'd be afraid of the fucking Lakers right now. Definitely. You know. And who knows? Maybe this will get. I don't know. Maybe this will have a lot of people change their minds. They're like, guarantee you, they definitely need some shooters. And that's why I said, you know, if Kawhi leaves, I feel like he'd be maybe Kawhi or Kyle Lowry will be a good fit on the Lakers as well. You know,
trying to force.
I know I'm going crazy right now. Fucking, I don't know, man. We'll see.
They could use Beal.
I was just gonna say that too. Bradley Beal on the Lakers with. Man.
You got a
shooter
right there.
Yeah. But, you know.
And I just wanted to see him leave Washington.
Yeah. Bradley Beal should have left Washington a while ago, man. He gave them too much and for like too little. Like, he didn't get anything back.
He's the best player on the team right now.
Exactly. He's carrying that team.
Westbrook left. Now he's in the situation when John Wall was hurt and it was just him.
Mm-hmm.
He was scoring like 45 points.
Yeah.
And still losing.
Exactly.
So, you don't want to do that for another season.
You don't want to put up with that shit. It's time to fucking go.
And he's in his prime. He's young.
Exactly. So.
There was rumors of him going to Golden State, though.
What?
Beal.
You think Beal should go to Golden State?
I'm not saying I should, but I've seen, like, rumors.
Let's see who's a. Who are free agents on the Warriors. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared for this. This was like a last minute deal. You know, you got Kent Bazemore, who's a free agent. Kelly Oubre, Kevin Looney, Andre Iguodala. Wait, Iguodala's not even there no more. Why the hell are they saying Iguodala? But all right, I know for a fact Kelly Oubre is a free agent. Now here we go. So, I know. We have so much L right now. It's crazy. We need Billy Jean to help us drink this shit.
Yeah.
He said he's not coming out today because he doesn't remember what happened last night.
Serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny as shit. But, shit, Beal on the Warriors, that could be good too. Hell, I mean, would you fuck around and throw Ben Simmons in there?
The Warriors?
Yeah.
That's interesting because Ben Simmons isn't a good shooter at all, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you're basically putting him in a situation where he's surrounded all by shooters.
Right.
So that's not so bad. He can just pass it. Anybody's going to hit the three. Clay's there. Yeah. Beal, if he's there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can just dish
it out, or you can
play in
the paint. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be the best situation. Right. Shit. Oof. But yeah, let's get back to rumors here. Now, here we go. This is 3 hours ago on ESPN. All right, so, and we were talking about this earlier. So, Chris Paul has until midnight to decide on his $44 million player option, but there's optimism that if he does decide against picking it up, that he and the Suns can reach a new deal when free agency opens tomorrow night. Tomorrow is Monday. So, what do you think Chris Paul should do? Do you think he should stay in Phoenix, or because you know the type of player he is. He isn't gonna just be on a team for 1 year and then leave.
He got to the finals this year. I'm not saying he can't do it, but I'm saying considering all the injuries that happened during the playoffs and the teams that end up advancing, most of the super teams were out. So this was almost like a perfect storm for him to get to the finals this past season. Going into this season, you got Golden State is going to be healthy, right? Klay's playing?
Yeah.
Steph's playing? Okay, so you got Golden State. You got the Lakers running it back healthy this time.
Mm-hmm.
You got Brooklyn running it back healthy this time.
Yeah,
you hopefully. You got Milwaukee, reigning champs, running it back again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now it's just...
And you're in Phoenix. Yeah. It's a good team. You know what I'm saying? You're a point guard. You make the whole team better. You got Devin Booker. You guys are above 500 team. But you're not as good as those other ones we said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for the Clippers, too.
Hmm.
Kawhi wasn't playing because he was, injured?
Yeah, Kawhi was injured.
Coming in next season healthy, so that's a problem, too.
And I'm telling you, that Kawhi injury is part of the reason why, you know, Paul George couldn't do much. Like, what the fuck is he supposed to do? You know, he couldn't hold it down for the rest of the series. Kawhi was out for the rest of the series. They couldn't even make it 7 games. You know, they lost in 6. So, yeah, it was definitely that Kawhi injury that fucked the Clippers straight in the ass.
So, Same thing for Atlanta. It was a perfect storm for,
right.
for Atlanta to get this far.
Bro,
not as much as Phoenix, because I'm surprised they took out Philly like that.
I really wanted I would have loved seeing the Atlanta in there. You know, I'm surprised they didn't. Shit.
That kind of would have been almost like a more even matchup.
Exactly. It would have been a much more even matchup. You got two teams that you know.
You got what, Trae Young and John Collins.
Right. You got two young teams, and
then you got what, Chris Paul, Devin Booker. You got.
Yeah. Earlier today, this was just 3 hours ago, Kawhi Leonard has declined a $36 million option for next season and will become a free agent. The expectation is that Leonard will negotiate a new deal to stay with the Clippers.
Yeah, I guess he does.
We all know the type of guy Kawhi is. You know, I mean, hell, how long was he with Toronto? And, you know, he never made it as far as he did.
Yeah, he has, bro. The Spurs.
I know that. But I'm talking about with Toronto. Like, he didn't make it that far with that team. You know what I mean? Because Toronto was always shit. Well,
they used to always get to the playoffs and have a good record consistently. It's just LeBron took them out every single time.
True, yeah. Oh, that's right. LeBron was in the East at the time.
Every single time he took them down.
Man, you can never. Good luck getting past LeBron. He's like the fucking. He's like the boss, you know. Are you crazy? Sorry about that. The Charlotte Hornets announced that they will allow Malik Monk to become an unrestricted free agent and have extended a qualifying offer to make Devontae Graham a restricted free agent. Yo, stop, bro. Oh, my God. This motherfucker, man. Yo, middle school was lit, man. You just... Brooklyn and Lakers in the finals. That would be interesting. Especially if the Clippers get Porzingis.
If they're all healthy.
And if they all stay healthy. You know,
that's what I'm saying. But Brooklyn is a way better shooting team.
Absolutely,
way better. Kyrie can shoot, KD can shoot, James Harden can shoot.
It's just a matter of them staying healthy. It's like every other game, one of them got injured, or all three of them did. You know.
But I think fucking the Lakers. I mean, think about it. That's interesting.
Regardless, I think the Lakers are automatically in. I think the Lakers are automatically in the finals next season. I don't want to, you know, predict ahead, but I think, you know, if the West...
Don't forget about Golden State.
Golden State as well.
Don't forget about Utah.
Oh, shit, that's right. Utah was the number one seed this year. But they got a couple guys that are free agents now. Like, they got to decide on Mike Conley right now.
There's a lot of teams in the West that are nice.
They got to decide on Mike Conley right now. And it's like, who are you going to leave Donovan Mitchell with?
Lillard would be nice there.
Yo. And that's another thing we got to talk about, man. What is going on with Damian Lillard? He hasn't said a word.
I think he should leave Portland.
Damian Lillard has not said a word to the press about, you know, him leaving or not. You know what I mean? Let's see what else we got. Okay, here's something on Damian Lillard. Blazers Timberwolves trade is centered on Damian Lillard.
What team?
The Timberwolves. That is no thanks. Damian Lillard is is definitely fed, like he could be fed up, getting fed up with the situation in Portland. Obviously, yes, he's upset. Wasn't it him that like his family was upset about the whole situation?
No, I think that was Zion.
Oh yeah, it was Zion. My bad.
Yeah.
The Pelicans. Yep, Zion needs to go. I believe Zion needs to go. Like fuck the money over there, man. So here's what the trade offer would be for Damian Lillard to the Timberwolves. Lillard goes to Minnesota. Portland receives D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jaden McDaniels, 2022 first round pick swap, 2023 first round pick, 2024 first round pick swap, 2025 first round pick, 2026 first round pick swap. What the actual fuck? That is ridiculous, bro. Do you hear this shit?
I don't.
Let me say this again.
If you're Lillard, why would you want to go to Minnesota?
Okay?
You get paid with Karl Anthony Towns. Okay, you guys are a good team, but definitely not good enough. The similar situation as you are now.
Absolutely fucking not.
Can't get over the hump.
Let me see.
Team, right?
Yes, sir.
Just don't. That's something. And who's gonna really want to be marketed to come to Minnesota?
Man, let me ask you this. And this again is on NBAanalysis.net. Check it out. Does this trade make sense for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
I just don't know why you would even consider going to Minnesota. You're trying to win now. That's what he wants to do. No.
And it's funny you just said you know Lillard and Towns would be a good team because literally it makes
team.
Sense it'll make sense to keep Towns in Minnesota paired with Lillard.
If
but,
you're not gonna have Towns, why is Lillard going there? You're gonna go. why are you going there?
But are the Timberwolves really considering getting rid of all that shit? All those first round picks.
They're gonna be a better team, but you're still not gonna be a all star team.
Mm-hmm.
Like a great team, like the ones that they have way too much competition.
Right.
If you're gonna do all that, you might as well just stay where you at. Because you're gonna be doing the same type of thing. Unless you guys get some crazy all star to compare with you to be with you and Pat.
So this is on Sports Illustrated. Damian Lillard has reportedly has one destination he would like to go to. Stephen A. Smith, of course, said the New York Knicks are his number one destination for a trade. No, this is why I don't like you, Stephen A. Smith. This is exactly why I don't fuck with you, bro.
None of this is win now.
Bro,
I mean, you can get. It's the New York Knicks, so it's gonna be easier to campaign for people to come there because you're on the New York Knicks,
what?
The historic franchise.
Oh man,
and it's a big market one. But you're not gonna, unless they pull off some massive trades. If they do get Lillard, to have better players around him, I don't really see that much of a great idea.
Listen to what else he said. He also mentions Lillard's ability to recruit big players like Tatum and Embiid to a big market like New York.
That's what I'm saying. New York is a big market. It's a lot easier
absolutely.
To get people to come play with you and your Damian Lillard. Like, you're nice. So it's like.
Mm. But I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
They're not going to do it. If he was to leave now, go there, they're not going to win it all this season.
Yeah.
Unless they can pull out some crazy trades.
Oh man, this is crazy. And like you know, Lillard is definitely at war with the media over these trade rumors, because he hasn't like he denies asking for a trade, but I believe he definitely asked for that trade. He definitely asked to leave Portland. He needs to go.
Bro, Utah's got a bad spot, man.
Utah would be all right, but who would Portland get for Utah?
I don't Damian Lillard, Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell. That's a great situation for him.
So get rid of Mike Conley.
Yeah.
Send Mike Conley to Portland.
Conley, you can leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're always the top seed in the West lately, right?
Yeah.
And you go on. So you add a superstar as a point guard. You can just move Donovan Mitchell to like a shooting guard.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. Ridiculous, man. They're definitely going to be number one seed again.
It's crazy.
Well, let me not say definitely because a lot of teams are coming back.
Yeah.
But they'd be up there.
Here's another one.
The Lakers can't be one either because they just took Westbrook, so.
So, this is for Boston, right? So right now the Blazers just got a new head coach, Chauncey Billups. And apparently the fans don't like that at all. Oh boy. Let's check this out because they're. Hey, Gizmo. Hey, buddy. So over here it says Tristan Thompson, but you know, Tristan Thompson already left. He's on the Hawks. He got fucked. But we were talking about this yesterday. They were thinking of getting rid of Marcus Smart for who the hell were they gonna get rid of him for? Totally forgot. Oh shit, man. Or this other trade offer would include Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown for Lillard? Oh, man. If the Boston Celtics were completely committed to getting Lillard, trading Brown would likely be a must. What do you think about that? Jaylen Brown for Damian Lillard? Don't do that shit. Brown is 24. He's a young kid, and Lillard is 30. You know, it's definitely high risk. That's there's another team. This is interesting right here. All right, guys, we're gonna take a short break, and I'll be back with episode 5 part 5 of this episode. Gling has to go take a piss, so yeah. See you in a few.